This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Saying that he is a part of the decision, Dr. Anthony Fauci on CNN Saturday says bringing back mask mandates is under active consideration.
We're seeing that in L.A. We're seeing it in Chicago. We're seeing that in New Orleans because the officials there, many of them are saying, even if you're vaccinated, it's prudent to wear a mask indoors.
Fauci did not say whether or not he supported mask mandates for the vaccinated. Although the pandemic put school life on hold in the spring of 2020, some parents are grateful it happened. They're now opting to homeschool their children, even as school plans to resume in-person classes. The U.S. Census Bureau, which reported in March that the rate of household homeschooling their children rose to 11% by September of 2020. It was just 5.4% of American households 6 months earlier. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Gasoline prices continue to go in the wrong direction. John Clemens reports.
At $3.14 for a gallon of gasoline is 5 cents higher than last month and 95 cents higher than a year ago. Meanwhile, Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline consumption continues to increase.
Overall, though gas prices have decreased slightly in the last week, the trend may be short-lived. That, as U.S. gasoline demand surged to set a new 2021 record last week, rising 2.3% from the prior week to 3% above the four-week average.
Another problem running into the attack on fossil fuels, the airport serving northern Nevada, Reno Tahoe International Airport, faces a shortage of jet fuel that could force cancellation of cargo and passenger flights. Nevada Democrat leaders Governor Steve Sisolak, Senators Catherine Cortez Masto, and Jackie Rosen put out a press release saying the shortage is unacceptable. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The COVID Origins Forum in Congress seems to be a partisan study group by the GOP. Iowa Congresswoman Republican Marionette Miller Meeks tells Fox News the Democrats told her they were doing their own investigation.
Well, as a committee, we have asked repeatedly for there to be an investigation into the origins of COVID-19. And even back in April, at one of our committee meetings with Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky of the CDC, we asked this question again of the chair, and one of the other members had said that they were looking at doing an investigation through the Science and Technology Committee. As you know, we still have yet to have any notice that there will be an investigation. And so I think rightfully, we use the powers of oversight that we have in Congress, and we convened a hearing. Unfortunately, none of the Democrats attended that hearing, but the expert testimony from the witnesses was quite profound, quite significant. And I think, as they said, and I would tend to agree, that this virus came from the laboratory. Mm-hmm. Whether it was a leak, whether it was accidental, whether it was an intentional, whether it was man-made, or whether it was a virus that they brought into the laboratory and then worked through gain-of-function research to enhance its human-to-human transmission and also its virulence or pathogenicity, that occurred in the laboratory and it leaked from the laboratory. So I think that right now all the credible scientific information looks like it was a leak from a laboratory and it was not of zoonotic origin.
I'm Lance Pry and this is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
6 minutes after the top of the hour, you know, as we look over the landscape of our country today, and even for the world for that matter, but particularly here in the United States, because, when you hear in this country, sometimes our perspective is that it's all about the United States. But what some of us are realizing, slowly but surely, Dinesh D'Souza had asked this question in one of his documentaries, and that was, what would the world look like without America? And, you start thinking about that, and you go, okay, wow, amazing. But let's go a step further and ask, what would the world look like without the Church of Jesus Christ, an institution that he himself instituted? And Phil Hodgson Pillar, you got to know, if Jesus Christ himself, it was his vision from the Father to have the church as his legs, his arms, his eyes to deal with a fallen people and a fallen world. I mean, there is just something hugely significant that anybody of faith and anybody associated with the church has to consider if they're going to participate, that it is an awesome responsibility, is it not?
Oh, yes, it is, Bill, and indeed. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
As I was thinking about this thought on the church and actually politics. Now, I know those two things feel like vinegar and oil or something to people, but
not peas and carrots like Forrest Gump would say.
Right. So the interesting thing is, once you hit Genesis 10 until basically chapter 19 of Revelation, it is a constant book of politics and faith at doing battle. So now when I say this, people go, no, wait a minute. I think, okay, well, let's go Babylon, the first human kingdom, Genesis chapter 10.
Mm-hmm.
Just jump forward to Moses. Who's he contending with? Pharaoh, right? So he's dealing with Egypt now. Go to Daniel. He's been taken captive by Babylon. You know, he sees Assyria come in, and you see the Greeks, then you see the Romans. And you begin to see throughout the history of the entire Bible, it is a political book in one sense. Obviously, it's a spiritual book, mm-hmm. but we're always contending with the state. And that battle doesn't stop. And the Bible doesn't isolate it. You know, some people think got this the Pollyanna idea of the Bible. Well, you know, it's just all about Jesus. Well, it is. But what was Jesus doing? He was dealing with the powers of Rome.
Exactly.
Who crucified him. Right?
Yes.
And so what are we dealing with? We're going to deal with the power of name your country, wherever you live. United States, we're going to deal with always this contest of we don't want you buying into God. We want you buying into the state. And that is the battle. I love this quote from Martin Luther King. He said, the church must be reminded that it is the conscience of the state. It must be the guide and the critic of the state. He went on to say, if the church does not recapture its prophetic zeal, it will become an irrelevant social club without moral or spiritual authority.
Oof. Wow. What? Boy, that pertains so much. And again, not to be mean-spirited, but I think that, hey, look, if the shoe fits, you know, then maybe you need to take this to heart. I mean, if you've become a social club that is more vested in the bricks and mortar than the souls of the people that sit in the pews, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, are you going to listen? You know, the Bible says that, you know, wisdom, you know, is a person who takes a critique and is able to adjust their ways, so to speak. My interpretation and my loose interpretation of what the word actually says. But to that point, basically, right?
Yeah, and I think sometimes people say, well, we preach the gospel. Okay, well, okay, that's great. Let's call that first base.
Mm-hmm.
That's first base in Christianity. First base is I tell you how to be saved, you get saved. Second base is what? Okay, I mature as a Christian. Okay. Third base is what? Well, now I've got to figure out how I function in this world as a powerful, you know, image bearer of the Almighty God, an ambassador. Think of that. I'm an ambassador for Christ. I'm also a warrior of the King. I'm in a battle constantly. Home plate is, hey, that's when I die or get raptured. So I think for Christians, the goal is you got to get third base. You got to be working in conjunction with kingdom principles and dealing with what's happening in our world today, because we are said to have dominion and authority and power. Jesus said, all power and authority is given unto me. You know, he's giving that power to us. Go likewise, take this gospel, and when you take this gospel, you're going to be in a battle, because the state is not going to like it.
Right.
They're going to find a way to silence you.
Well, it's not only the state, but even in Jesus' time, it is the religious aspect of the church. You get those legalists that come into play, and they think they've got it all figured out instead of being humble before God and man. And then you get into this religious activity, which Jesus also, you know, went head to head with, right?
Yeah, true. Very, very, very true. Yeah, the state has always been a battle, but you're right. The religious thinkers, and so religious thinkers will say, I'm going to give you an example. We can all relate to this one. I think religious churches are ones that said, we're not going to be open. We're going to honor the government.
Mm, yes.
And we're going to close our doors. Now, I realize my statement runs against the grain of, I'm going to say, maybe half or maybe as high as 75% of the churches in America. We just said, we're going to close down. We're going to listen to that. And we're going to put aside First Amendment. And we're going to put aside, you know, why we gather. You know, we're commanded to gather together, as is the habit of some, Scripture says in Hebrews. So I think there's a lot of religious churches that would not think of themselves as religious, but they, in my mind, they're that.
Yeah, because, well, what was the first move? Did you go to God? I mean, you and Tammy, when this came up, and the board, I mean, in unity, went to God, said, God, what do you want? What would you have us do here? And the churches that didn't go to God, well, then, you know, what do they got? You know, as a resource, you know, they've got Pharaoh, they got, you know, Babylon, they've got all these outside agents that have nothing to do with faith. I mean, what it comes down to is, you know, it's that prayer, Lord, help me with my unbelief. I mean, you know, when the children of Israel were bitten by snakes, and you know, Moses said, "Hey, look at you know, build Nehushtan, build this." God told him, "Say, build this." I mean, you know, and I love the way it was depicted in The Chosen. You know, that you got Joshua going, what? You, isn't that idolatry? I mean, all the things that could have come in, you know, from, you know, the church leadership, you know, and questioning whether or not, hey, did God really say to, you know, build this snake and put it on a pole and it would stop? But until they did and they realized that it came from God, because we know when it comes from God, just like you did, you went ahead and opened up, and what happened? Did you become a super spreader?
No, not at all, Bill.
Not at all. We got to go to break. We've got more from Phil Hotzenfeller after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Gosh, the song is so appropriate, you know, because in the midst of all the chaos and everything that's going on, and as Pastor Phil had said earlier, when you go back and you consider, you know, the history, the rich history of our faith, where you get to that point. And, you know, Phil, I got to tell you, I mean, I tell people sometimes, you know, I say, well, I'm a but God Christian. And they go, what? I said, well, you know, because you always read when things are so bleak and seem to be going in the wrong direction, there's that transitionary phrase that comes into play in one form or another, but God. And then, you know, then this brings God into the center of the problem. And you go, wow, that was easy, when before you thought it was absolutely insurmountable. So I find myself being more of a but God Christian these days. Phil Hotzenpiller, the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, is with us. And I believe that we're at that moment here in time for this country. A country that, you know, chose God. Somebody used the comparison and said that God chose Israel, but America chose God. And there's something significant about our early beginnings and that covenant between, you know, the pilgrims that came here to this country that wanted to, you know, be guilty of one thing, and that was to worship God on, you know, on what they believed and how God wanted them to be worshipped, you know, wanted to worship.
Yeah, amen. And I think, you know, it's interesting, the scripture talks about redigging the wells, mm-hmm. like redig the well of Jacob, for example. You go back to the original source of water, and you say, go back to that point. And it's mm-hmm. It's kind of a metaphor for, you know, don't forget where you came from.
Exactly.
And over time, that well may collapse. That's what happens in time. But you know what? You go back, you redig it, go back to those foundations, and you'll see some of the same blessings you got in the early days, you know?
Mm-hmm. And there's a business principle in that, Phil, and you've written extensively on business. And, you know, between the both of us and our experience in business, we've maintained that any, you know, effective CEO, a chief executive officer, a director, anybody in management, in a company that has lost its way and they're looking at the books and going, hey, wait, you know, we're not doing as good as we did here 5 years ago or even a year ago. What the heck happened? You know, you got to dig down into that. I know you talked with Mike Lindell. This came out in that conversation. I thought it was brilliant, is that he's a student of discrepancy. He wants to know, okay, why are the numbers not congealing? What happened? Even when it's good, you know, what made it to be good? You know, as he said, that if a radio station one day all of a sudden is doing $2,000 more that day, what caused that to happen? See, and we're not asking that critical question, and there's a small percentage of businesses that are doing that. And I say we're not asking that question when it comes to our politics or our government. And we need to follow that lead and take that suggestion that Mike Lindell shared with you to say, okay, let's be a little bit more you know, diligent in asking that tough question to find out, okay, what's going on? What was the difference here?
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I thought that was a brilliant observation that he made, because sometimes you go, wow, we had a good week, and we don't go any further than that. We had a good day, don't go any further than that. And I think for all things, I mean, it really caused me to go back and start looking into just what we're doing in American Faith, what we're doing in a church, and say, okay, why did that happen then? What mm-hmm. was it that triggered that? Was it the lead up to it? Was it the event itself? Was it prayer? And it's a heck of a good thing to do. I have a good friend that, you know, he does pretty well financially. And I said, well, do you do your books? He said, no, my wife does. And I told her, I said, the only thing I care about is every month we show a profit.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care anything about else. As long as we're showing a profit this month, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not talking about his company. He's talking about his personal finances.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, what a great concept, just to look month to month. Am I showing a profit? How am I doing long term? Or am mm-hmm. I just holding steady or losing?
Right.
Because you want your life, you want your business, you want your family to be up and to the right on the chart.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know,
exactly.
You don't want to be plateaued, you don't want to be dragging, you want to just be surviving. Mm-hmm. And I think that's true for our nation as well, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Well, there's a basic marketing principle, and that is that, first of all, we have to understand things are dynamic. They're ever-changing. They're either going up or going down, and this idea of treading water and saying the same, if you're treading water, you're losing. That's as good as losing. So that's the big question that I learned in business a long time ago. And to, you know, Mike's point, your point as well, and others, that we've got to look at ever-increasing them, because that's what God gives us. And if we're not increasing, then we come back to that moment, like we said earlier. Help me, God. Help me with my unbelief. What is it that's stopping us from realizing, you know, as Jesus said, hey, look, you think I'm all that in a bag of chips? Let me tell you, you're going to do better than I'm doing. And you go, wow, well, that's not happening in my life. Why isn't it? God, help me. Help me with my unbelief. Because he said, the reason you're going to do so much better is because, hey, I'm at the right hand of the Father. And I'm cheering you on. And I want you to do great things for the kingdom. Okay? And if we're in alignment and we're in unity with the Holy Trinity, wow, what a force fill. And it's not for our glory, because we know we've been trying to do this on our own all these years. Every once in a while we run into, you know, glory by accident, you know, and we realize some things, and of course shortly thereafter we get into our humanness and think, oh my gosh, I'm so much all that. And then we realize, you get to that level, like you say, at maturity, as you're rounding third base. And I say, as you round third base, you pick up a parade, because you want to score a lot of runs, right? So you pick up a parade as you're rounding third and just bring people in with you into home so we can run up the scoreboard, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think right now there's so many interesting factors that are happening. You know, I don't know if you noticed this, but the U.S. population growth grinds to a halt in America. And that's a combination of two things. Number one, and here's where I'm going with this, people having less children, and number two, abortion. Yeah. So what you end up with, that is an economic, you know, pinpoint we can look at and say, this is part of why our economy is struggling, in addition to, you know, lousy leadership, bad politics, and how about this one, and a lack of honoring God in our society.
Without a doubt.
All of those are factors. Mm-hmm. It's not one, it's all factors. And when you get a catalyst of those many things coming together, you know, you're going to have a problem. And I think that's where we are today. We have a problem for multiple reasons.
But the first thing first, like you said, you got to go back to first principles. And first principles is you have to honor God. Because God's real clear. Hey, look, if you do right, will it not go well for me? You follow my laws. You follow the order of things, the righteous order of things, and you'll be blessed. If not, you turn your back on me, I'm going to turn my back on you. Good luck. And here we are in a secularized America wondering what the heck is going on. And this happened long before we took the Ten Commandments out of the classrooms. All of this stuff is just a homogenization. And, you know, you talk about we're rounding third base, but for the wrong team right now is where we're at.
Yeah, yeah. Good point. Well, here's a great example. How about Israel banning all people, unvaccinated people, from coming in their synagogues?
Wow.
Just think of that.
It's got to be there in the Old Testament somewhere, amongst those 10 million laws they created, yeah. Right?
Hey, you think that's not going to happen in America?
No doubt about it. And of course, forget the fact that maybe, you know, because they still can't address and deal with the idea that you are naturally vaccinated if you had the virus, and doctors, and they're, it's both sides, you know. This is where we're in the realm of opinion, which I think is very frustrating, is you've got as many doctors saying, look, if you've had COVID, your antibodies are stronger than if you've been vaccinated. And other doctors are going, oh, not so. Well, why do you say that? Are you saying that because you're going along to get along, or do you really know that to be a fact, or are we still in the realm of practice?
Well, that's why they call science practice, medicine practice. You know?
There it is.
I wish
He's the president and founder of American Faith.
SUV or vehicle of any kind, you need Get Upside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free Get Upside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with Get Upside just for buying gas.
I always use Get Upside. Some months I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ratings for the Olympic Games opening ceremony were down 36% compared to 2016, according to preliminary numbers from NBC Universal. The numbers for the Tokyo Games marked the lowest audience for Olympic opening ceremony events in 30 years. California's biggest wildfire, the Dixie Fire, merged with another blaze as it burned homes in Northern California Sunday. The Dixie Fire is one of 86 large wildfires burning across the western U.S. Citizen anger over Tunisia's handling of a recent spike in COVID cases has added to general unrest over the nation's economic and social turmoil. Tunisian President Kais Saied announced Sunday that he had dismissed the country's prime minister and frozen parliament. The move, which comes on the 64th anniversary of Tunisia's independence. Tunisia's revolution in 2011 is often displayed as the sole success of the Arab Spring revolts across the region, but it has not led to stability economically or politically. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Well, it's no surprise that Americans have spent more time at home than ever before in the last year, which has resulted in incorporating smart technologies in everyday life in ways no one could have imagined. Using smart home tech and living a smart life has given people more time to live mindfully, rediscover what brings them joy, and focus on the activities, experiences, and people that matter most. Justina Zarek is going to be joining us. She is the tech and digital creator, and she's going to be talking about how spending more time at home due to this pandemic has created smart living and how new tech habits have evolved over the past year. She's also going to talk about new smart tech solutions that are emerging for every age and lifestyle. Justine, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm like you. I'm very optimistic. I think most Americans have been able to make the most of all the quarantine, everything that we went through in this past year. And it really caused us to approach things a little bit differently and think a little bit smarter, right?
For sure. And I think a lot of this, too, kind of for me personally, like I took health very, very seriously and took that way more into my own hands with things like smart thermometers, smart blood pressure cuffs. So there's all of those types of things that I was like, I don't even know what my normal temperature is. So that kind of made me become more aware. And it's amazing all of the things that you're able to get now.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Not only personal awareness, but also our life around us. Let's talk about a smart home today. What exactly is that?
Minnis Markham was kind of taking all of the things before and just sort of simplifying it, making it easier, and basically giving you that power in the palm of your hand with a phone. And it's amazing because I think all of us have realized how important good internet is, and that's kind of what is the most important with a smartphone or with a smart home. And Cox has this incredible thing called Panoramic Wi-Fi, which is able to give you that fast, reliable connection. And with that, this is able to power this entire home. That I know this is radio, so you can't see it, but I'm in this incredible, amazing home in Las Vegas that is tricked out with all of these gadgets, and it has been so fun to play with them all.
Now, isn't that cool when you have your home set up like that, and you didn't realize that, you know, that you could turn your home into something so convenient, right?
It's really, really cool. And they also have this thing called Contour TV, which has a remote control connected to it. And I can tell my television to turn on my lights. I can tell it to play music. And I can also check my front security cameras that I have set up. And I can get all of this right from my remote control, and it shows up right on the TV.
You see, and the thing is so cool about that, your technology doesn't talk back to you. It doesn't say, like, you're not the boss of me, right?
Well, sometimes it does, depending.
Really?
Well, you know, I mean, every once in a while, which is fine, but it's really cool to be able to just use your voice to start, you know, dictating things to these devices and just have the things happen. Like, it really, it's like you thought this was the future, but, like, the future is here now. And it's actually, you don't have to be super tech savvy either to do it. It's like a lot of this stuff just, you turn it on if you have an internet connection, and it just happens.
Well, we love that, Justine. You know, technology with an attitude, huh? I mean, I think we may have discovered something here.
We might have.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing is, you know, in setting up a smart home, I mean, this applies, you know, like you said, to your appliances. Devices can be automatically controlled remotely from anywhere with an internet connection using a mobile or other network device, right?
Yeah, there's even an oven here that is an infrared oven that has a camera in it, so you can choose the recipes. It'll automatically start cooking. That's actually one of my personal favorites. I even have a robot vacuum, and then there's a mop that will robotically mop up after the robot vacuum is done. I mean,
you're a human Jetson. I mean,
I know.
You got a robot. I'm robot envious now.
But it's cool because these things are so accessible now, and, you know, the price point, too, has come down so much as the technology has increased. So
exactly.
It's really cool that these things are just, you know, readily accessible.
See, it's what we love about the free markets, because originally they come in, you know, the people can afford it that's there, but eventually it all gets down to, you know, the every man and woman that can take advantage of this kind of convenience. And this is why you're on, because, hey, you're opening up these exploratory doors and giving us something to think about. What else does a smart home mean in your life story, Justine?
For me, a lot of it is security as well. I have cameras pretty much in every corner of my home, and it's great because it makes me feel safe. You know, when I'm away, I'm able to actually see my home and see everything that's happening. And Cox also has a lot of really great things integrated into the home life security app as well. So this all is just seamlessly integrated into your life. And for me, my first step into this was years ago at this point, but just getting smart bulbs. That, I think, is, like, the easiest thing to get. And then from there, you're going to be hooked. And then you're going to have your entire house hooked up like me. And you're going to be like, how did I ever survive before this?
Yes, exactly. What other advancements can you tell us about regarding smart home technology that you'd recommend that would help improve our quality of life?
I mean, the first thing I think is so important is having a great internet connection. And the Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi, with that, you can have that reliability, that fast connection, and know that, you know, every corner of your home is covered with Wi-Fi to be able to make sure all of these smart devices are working properly.
Exactly. Well, these active smart home households is expected to continue to grow. I mean, this is a growing category, isn't it?
Yeah, I think there's over 175 million homes in the world right now that are connected, and this is only growing. And
yes,
it's amazing to sort of see these advancements. Again, like we're talking about, like, the price point of these things is becoming so much easier to attain, and it's really exciting because it's like even my parents now, like my dad is always telling his lights to be turned on and off, and it's like these things are becoming automated that before, you know, we'd have to do it manually.
Yeah, and your dad goes, who needs kids? I got to, you know. I'm thinking not that long ago. I mean, when remotes first came out, I remember going into a museum and looking at the first venture into remote, into remote technology, right? And they had kind of a dial-up thing. It was almost like the old, you're too young, so you don't remember, but the phones in our homes used to have like a dial deal. You'd have to dial it in, kind of thing, as opposed to touching a touch button. And so it was the same way, same kind of technology they used to change channels. So, and I think the kids invented that because they got tired of, being told, hey, change, put that on channel 2, would you, or something.
Right. Now, with Contour TV, you can actually talk to your remote and have a full conversation, watch TV, show your security cameras. It's really impressive, all of the things that you're able to do now.
See, now you know why Justine Azarek is a recognized tech expert, tech and digital creator. How did you get into this, Justine?
It's always just been something that I loved. I mean, I think I made my first video in 2006, posted that online, and ever since then, it's just been something that I've really, really enjoyed. So it's been really fun to kind of see this whole evolution of not only smart home tech, but just tech in general. And well, it's really exciting to still be doing it.
Exactly. We can tell you're so excited about it. I mean, you're very animated. I mean, I'm excited. You get me excited here just listening to you talk about all these things. I mean, I have to go out and find a robot. Just at least I've got one, so.
I feel like you could probably easily find some sort of robot today to improve your life. I'm confident in that.
Okay, well, good. Maybe there's certain aspects of my show I could have the robot handle and take over, right? At least my audience would know that there's a difference. But, the sad thing is when they say, hey, we like the robot more than you.
No, of course not. No. You're not going to be replaced. We're just talking automatic pet food feeders, things like that to make your life easier, to replace you.
automatic pet food, it's amazing the technology that's available. Well, and speaking of which, because it's so vast and there's so many opportunities here, Justine. With all these smart home technologies, where's an easy place for them to get started?
I would say what's great is because Cox has all of these things built in. Whenever you get the panoramic Wi-Fi, you get the Contour TV. And with that, it's like the Home Life app, you're able to schedule these things automatically. Especially here in Vegas, it is so hot. So I can have all of these routines set up to turn the air conditioning on, when I'm home or when I leave. And it's great because a lot of these things will kind of learn your habits. So it'll automatically know when you're home or when you're not. But I think the easiest thing is really just get some light bulbs. Start turning those on and off with an app, and you're going to be hooked right after that.
So where can I go for more information, Justine Azarek?
Yeah, you can check out all of my stuff at iJustine. And for more information about all of the cool things that Cox is doing with all of their smart home integration, you can check out www.cox.com/smart home.
iJustine, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. You take care, huh?
Thank you so much. Great chatting with you.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance. plans today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the finance law, number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
With you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. Great resource for you. All these great interviews, these experts, you know, to keep you in the flow of the know. And beyond, you know, beyond that, just people have great insight, you know, from Dr. Wilford Riley, professor out of Kentucky and author. I mean, just a brilliant, brilliant insight. And Phil Hotzenpiller with American Faith, on and on. And, of course, you know, this breaking news with Adam Angieski. You know, a lot of people are surprised. Bill, how do you get this? You're like on top of this. And I go, by the grace of God, let me tell you, it's divine favor because God wants you to know these things. And we're able to get these experts on the show, and we're grateful for, you know, like Adam Angieski coming on with Open the Books and revealing, you know, what's going on with our government. I mean, just so much we take for granted, and we're in this midst of all this deception that's going on. And as Phil said, look at it, until we go back and realize where we made the wrong turn, we're going to continue on with this. And on with this means a culture without God. This postmodern Christian world in which we live in right now that continues to, you know, give place to this chaos. And somehow we think we're going to work this out, or somehow the government's. When has the government ever worked this stuff out? You know, again, first principles. We got to go back to in the beginning. Paul Isay is with us right now. He's pinch hitting for Adam Holtz. I think he elbowed him and knocked him out over the cliff here so he can get in. He says, hey, man, you've been talking to Bill all the time. I need to talk to Bill, so get out of the way, Bubba.
That's exactly right. I told Adam, you know, you can't talk with all the cool people all the time. Not all the time. So,
well, Paul, we welcome. It's always a joy whenever we get a chance to talk, and which isn't to say that we have a problem with Adam. I mean, both you guys. I just wish we had enough time because we appreciate all the great work that you do at Plugged In, Focus on the Family's media discipline there, which is the Plugged In department that reviews movies, DVDs, streaming, things that are happening entertainment-wise in our culture that you need to be aware of. Paul is the senior associate editor for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com. Have you had a chance to see any of the Olympics, or are you staying away from it? A lot of people, I mean, not a lot of people are connected with it, and I can appreciate. I mean, it's just like, oh, gosh, you know, I didn't want to watch politics. I just wanted to watch sports, you know?
Yeah. No, I hear that, and I have watched a little bit of the Olympics. Ironically, my job keeps me busy watching so many other things that I haven't been able to watch the Olympics as I sometimes do.
Right.
For so many people, I think the Olympics is part of their tradition. You know, they sit down with the family, they sit down with friends, they watch these landmark, impressive athletic events go on, and I think we probably all could talk about our favorite Olympic memories. But this has been a strange year. It's been harder to get excited about the Olympics this year, I think.
Well, they've disconnected. You know, these athletes have been misguided in thinking that, you know, this isn't a time for patriotism. I mean, you're representing our country, you know. So memo to the athletes, if you're going to go and represent our country in a venue that the taxpayers support, that Americans support, then you should do it with all due respect. Look, if you win your award and you want to make a statement, God bless you. This is a free country, and do this. There's a time and place, and doing it at the Olympics is not the time, and politicizing the Olympics is hurtful for people, and this is why we're disengaging, why the NFL is realizing less numbers, less attendees to their games, the NBA, I mean, just go on right down the list, and those disciplines, those sports, and those venues that have respected and appreciate, and they've got a good read of the American people in realizing that, hey, look, at you know, we come here for amusement. Amusement, by definition, means that we want to disengage our brains. We don't want to think about it. We just want to be entertained. That's what we're there for. And if you start preaching to us and we're not at a church, we didn't ask for this, then you know what? For the high price of tickets, it's just not worth it anymore. And this is what was hurting Broadway when they moved away from entertainment. It's what's cost, you know, these athletes, you know, a lot of money. Right now, they can get by with it. They're covered on the short term, but in the long term, something's going to give here, Paul. And for these people who come back, you know, that have disrespected our country, you know, gold or no gold, it doesn't matter. It's just say, hey, you know, you've personally offended us. And I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry that you think that this country is so bad that you think that we need this kind of embarrassment thrust upon us. And here you are around a lot of other countries. Man, you talk about what they've done to humanity and how they fail to serve their fellow man. But, you know, that doesn't matter. You can go out and compete with them, and then you want to come back and, you know, kind of, you know, throw the flag in our face and disrespect us and think that somehow we need to still support you.
You know, two points I think of as I hear you talk about that. Number one, I think the Olympics is a time when, however we've felt over the past 4 years, 5 years, what have you, we all know the country is facing some really serious problems. I understand some of the anger that you can feel and some of the desire for change. But when you talk about the Olympics, it is a time when we unite, when we become one country truly. And I think that oftentimes this sense of patriotism resurges during the Olympics.
Right.
We love to root for the home team. It's just part of our DNA, I think.
And, exactly.
And that's a precious thing for us.
Yeah, and I'm glad you picked up on that, Paul, because that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm frustrated about. And that's what I hear our listeners when they share their feelings with me about this, is they're frustrated because it's like they're deprived. I mean, they've lost this opportunity to come together and cheer on their winning team, whether it's for, you know, a Super Bowl game or an NBA championship or whatever, you know, a World Series and, you know, things that, you know, bring us together, that bring neighbors together, even though we may be wearing different jerseys if it's like a Super Bowl and that, but we're still together and we're, you know, having fun and, you know, being entertained together all at the same time, you know, win or lose.
Absolutely. And you think about our culture today, there are so many ways that we divide. You know, I look at what we do with all of our social media, all of what we involve ourselves with, and we become divided into these smaller and smaller niches. And there's some positive things that come with that. You know, you can find people who agree with you on anything, and you can find that online. But there are very, very few things that unite us as a people, as a country. And sports traditionally has been one of those things that is able to unite us.
Exactly.
And I like that sense of unity that comes with that. It's great when you can have something that brings you together with your neighbor, even if you don't necessarily agree with everything that he or she believes. You can agree on this thing, and you can love it when the United States hockey team beats the Russians in 1980. You can love it when you see an American sprint to the finish line. There is a sense of pride and joy that comes along with that, and I think we're losing that.
Yeah, without a doubt, you're exactly right. And again, I believe that reflects the frustration. I will say this, the thing that is consistent for me is watching these young girls on the balance beam. You have no idea, Paul, when I got my one and only daughter and, you know, we introduced her to gymnastics. And all of a sudden she was playing around on the balance beam. I go, oh, God, can I pray? Please do not let her get, you know, too highly affectioned to this deal, because I could not stand to watch her, you know, doing that. I mean, that is amazing to me, to watch these young girls balance on the, you know, as one commentator said, hey, put your cell phone on the ground. That's kind of what these people see, to balance themselves on. I mean, and I'm there. My hearts are with the parent. My heart is with the parents there, you know, watching this. I'm going, oh, and God save me from this, because I don't know that I could have handled that stress.
Oh, my goodness. The feats that these people do, these young men and women do, it's incredible. And the balance beam would terrify me as a father myself. I feel that sense of terror.
Yeah. Much less me being on it. I mean, but your child, you know, is like, oh my gosh, you know. So anyway, but good fun. Hey, look, and you've got some good movies that you've reviewed. Let's talk about Snake Eyes. We've got a couple of minutes left. Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins. What did you discover?
It is an origin story of one of the most popular fake characters in the G.I. Joe universe. You know that G.I. Joe came about in the 1980s. Snake Eyes was always one of the most popular figures in there. And he has always been this enigmatic figure that no one knows very much about. This movie unpacks a little bit of his backstory. So we understand that he got his name actually after his father died. He lost his life during a roll of the dice, and of course, the dice came up Snake Eyes. It propelled him to Japan, of all things, and he joined this clan and learned a lot of thoughts about duty and honor and fighting the right way. It actually has some good messages, but man, for families, it is violent. The corpses do pile up. So
yeah.
For families, that's something to be aware of for sure.
How about old?
Old is an M. Night Shyamalan movie, a very twisty type of movie that has some great messages as well. These people wind up on this magic beach, and they age about 2 years for every hour they're there.
Ooh.
They can't get off it, so it becomes a big deal to try to see how they can figure out a way off the beach before they all die of old age. Again, there's a lot of bodies here, but some very interesting messages. It'll give you some things to think about in terms of how you are spending your own life.
A big revolution over the moisturizing cream and everything. It's just incredible. Yeah, exactly. One final one, 20 seconds left. Space Jam, A New Legacy. LeBron.
You know, we had our reviewer was a huge fan of the first one. Loved the second one. Great messages. I don't think it's as good a movie, but in terms of the messages, it's very nice.
Well, here he is. Paul Acey with us from PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Paul. God bless.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.